Brought to you by Penguin.
How to Know Everything. Ancient Wisdom for Modern Life, from Socrates to Sherlock Holmes. By Elke Viss. Read by Kristin Atherton. To be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and to try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms, and like books that are written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers, which cannot be given you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is, to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. Rainer Maria Rilke. Letters to a Young Poet. Introduction. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Rumi, Persian Sufi poet and mystic.
Go on, ask your question,
Socrates said over my shoulder.
Just do it.
You've got every reason to. I blinked. Look, Socrates, I explained. I know you're from about 2,500 years ago, so maybe you've missed a trick or two, but these days that's not something you can just go ahead and ask. This was a good few years ago. I'd signed up for a course in practical philosophy, my introduction to the concept. I was hoping to gain some theory and practical know-how about holding philosophical conversations and clarifying my thinking. As a writer and director of stage plays, I also wanted to get a clearer handle on my own thinking during the creative process of putting a performance together. Perhaps, more to the point, I wanted to be more precise in the questions I asked my actors. So there I was, trying to get to grips with the practical side of philosophy. On the first day of the course, we broke for lunch, and I found myself sharing a table with five classmates, four women and one man. Before long, the conversation turned to the topic of children. We went round the table. Do you have children? Yeah, one son. What about you? Two daughters, quite a handful. Everyone was asked a few follow-up questions. How old are they already at school, do yours have an iPad yet? It was the kind of chit-chat I knew well. I was in my late 20s, and I'd already had a bunch of conversations just like it. As soon as someone says, no, I don't have kids, there's either an awkward silence, or the Q&A quickly moves on to the next person. It never failed to surprise me. People with children love talking about having children, but it seems that we prefer to leave the stories of childless people untold. Even then, I used to think, hang on a sec, everyone has a story to tell. What makes us decide on someone else's behalf by not asking them a single question that their story doesn't need to be heard? Soon, it was my turn, and I duly said that I didn't have children. I took a breath, all set to say a bit more about myself. At the time, I taught a lot of theatre classes in schools, and I was brimming over with great stories about kids. Stories I was more than happy to share. I was also eager to hear about other people's experiences and what motivated them in life, and to share my doubts about whether or not I should have children. I mean, how do you know if it's what you really want? It seems like such a big step, a defining moment. Something you really have to think about. How do you arrive at a decision like that? But before I could open my mouth, the words, and what about you, had hastily been directed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?